NASA releases its secret safety data in a compromised format. A John Hopkins study says pilots are getting better. And a safety campaigner challenges the FAA to get serious about GA. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast, and Happy New Year. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2008. NASA's release of its previously covered-up pilot safety survey was begrudging. If that wasn't clear when NASA stonewalled months of Freedom of Information requests from the Associated Press, or when it took congressional pressure to get Administrator Michael Griffin to release the data, it certainly was obvious on Monday. Griffin said the data would be released by year's end. He made it by a few hours. AP reports that when it came out on New Year's Eve, the document was a 16,000-page mess with no guidance to help outsiders interpret the data. Stanford University professor and survey expert John Krosnick, who helped design the study, went a step further. He told AP the presentation of the data was, quote, intentionally designed to prevent people from analyzing the rates properly and designed to entrap analysts into computing rates that are much higher than the survey really shows, unquote. That survey cost taxpayers $11.3 million, included reports from 29,000 pilots over 4 years, and was canceled after it reportedly showed incident rates much higher than official FAA data. NASA's official reason for canceling the project and ordering a contractor to destroy its files was a stated concern for the report's impact on airline profits. Griffin says the timing of the report's release, when news organizations would be on a holiday schedule, was coincidence, and he still claims the survey was poorly managed. The experts who put it together dispute that. The results of a study conducted by the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health finds the overall rate of mishaps involving U.S. airliners has been fairly level since 1983, but that pilots are to blame for far fewer accidents today than in the past. The study's lead author, Susan Baker, observed, quote, a 40% decline in pilot error-related mishaps is very impressive, unquote. She credits training improvements, avionics upgrades, and increasing reliance on cockpit resource management guidelines and procedures. Quote, trends indicate that great progress has been made to improve the decision-making of pilots and coordination between the aircraft's crew members, unquote. MSNBC reports the study will be published in the January 2008 issue of Aviation, Space, and Environmental Medicine. Certified flight instructor, author, and aviation educator Max Trescott has contacted ANN to go public with his insistence that the FAA create a better system for calculating general aviation accident rates and set goals for GA safety improvements as aggressive as the ones it sets for commercial flight. Trescott notes that a decade ago, the FAA set a goal of reducing the airline accident rate by 80% in 10 years, and actually achieved a 60% reduction by 2007. Its new goal is to cut that rate in half again by 2025. In contrast, the FAA sets goals for GA based on total fatal accidents, not rates per hours flown, and has actually based its internal performance bonuses on limiting fatal GA accidents to only a 3% increase in 2008 over 2007. Max has proposed some remedies that have broad appeal, and others, including regional differences in the practical test standards, which may prove controversial. You can find the full text of his original letter to ANN on our website. 6 years ago in Florida, Jacksonville Port Authority Chairman Martin Fiorentino was trying to gain the votes needed to split the authority into separate entities to manage airports and seaports. In a reported move to compromise with lawmakers, he wrote a letter claiming the airport board had no intentions of seeking a longer runway at Craig Municipal Airport and expressed the hopes future boards would honor that intent after the agency was split. Fast forward to today. The eve of a vote on a proposal before the City Council's Land Use and Zoning Committee to extend the runway from 4,000 to 6,000 feet. The agency was indeed split. Fiorentino went over to the seaports side. The Jacksonville Business Journal reports that today, the airport board wants that longer runway. Proponents say it'll be safer and more economically advantageous to the community. But opponents are claiming that that May 2001 letter from Fiorentino created a covenant not to extend the runway. Aviation Authority Executive Director John Clark dismisses the idea that that letter and a more limited 2001 authority resolution served to bind the airport to Fiorentino's old statement. Quote, at this point in time, I would almost characterize the actions that took place then as irrelevant, unquote. Whether the Land Use Committee agrees will be clearer after tomorrow's meeting. Up next on ANN, a Cirrus sales rep is lost in a weekend crash. A search and rescue helicopter crew dies, saving a lost hunter. And more airline passengers behaving badly. You're listening to Aero News.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 2nd, 2008. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Aero News is saddened to learn that Tom Levesque, West Coast Regional Sales Representative for Cirrus Design, died in an accident late Sunday morning near the community of Creston, California. The San Luis Obispo Tribune cites witness reports that the aircraft, confirmed by ANN to be an SR-22 Turbo, was performing barrel rolls shortly before the accident. County officials received several calls about the accident at 11:40 a.m. Pacific Time on Sunday. The plane hit sloping terrain on Pine Hills Ranch. Property owner Hal Holzinger says neighbors saw the aircraft buzz a home less than a mile from the accident site before that crash. Investigators with the NTSB and FAA have not corroborated witness accounts. Based on the nature of the debris field, members of the County Sheriff's Department search and rescue team said the plane pancaked into the ridgeline. Investigators found skid marks leading to the wreckage, and two of the plane's tires were found about a quarter mile apart. Three people searching for a missing hunter over the weekend died when their helicopter went down near the community of Tuscumbia, Alabama. The AP reports the crew had just spotted the hunter when their Bell 206A crashed in the heavily wooded area. The FAA says the helicopter was hovering over the hunter when it went down. Pilot Michael Baker and crew members Alan Bragwell and Tiffany Miles were employed by Air Evac. President and CEO Colin Collins said the three were, quote, our family members, and we are devastated at this loss, unquote. Colbert County Sheriff Ronnie May said the hunter had gone missing Saturday night in the 31,000-acre Freedom Hills Wildlife Management Area. He was eventually rescued and taken to a hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. It's a brand new year, but some things never change. AP reports that on a United Airlines flight Sunday from Washington Dulles to Seattle, 46-year-old Michael Lamar Holland was taken into custody on charges of abusive sexual contact. A witness claims to have seen Holland stroking a woman's hair as she tried to sleep aboard the flight. When the woman objected, Holland reportedly fondled her. Flight attendants asked air marshals to get involved. The pilot opted to divert to Pittsburgh to offload the suspect. Flight 917 resumed its trip to Seattle about 2 hours later. Holland appeared Monday before a Pittsburgh magistrate, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office there. He was released on bond with orders to return for a January 7th court appearance. The federal charge carries punishment of up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. There were no injuries in a plane versus car runway accident Sunday in Bucharest. Local media report a Tarom Romanian Air Transport Boeing 737 struck a car left by airport crews inspecting runway lighting. Officials say the plane was taxiing on the runway for takeoff at the time. The airline's managing director, George Barla, said the vehicle had been forgotten by the control tower and low visibility conditions at the airport prevented the flight crew from seeing the car. Quote, a disaster was avoided thanks to the crew's professionalism, unquote. All 120 people on board the flight to Egypt were evacuated from the plane, which suffered damage to the number one engine and left main gear. Still ahead, North Dakota's Aviation Hall of Fame honors Jerry Beck. Embry-Riddle will help the FAA create the airport of the future. And the FBI is still after D.B. Cooper. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, January 2nd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The North Dakota Aviation Hall of Fame has announced it will induct the late Jerry Beck, who died July 27th, when his P-51A touched wingtips with a second aircraft on landing following a simulated air race at Air Venture. Beck had built the aircraft himself. The late aviator's business, Tri-State Aviation, in Wahpeton, started out as a crop dusting operation. Some of Beck's aerial application advancements continue to be used in the industry. The Fargo-Moorhead Forum reports that Beck also helped create the Fargo Air Museum, which displayed some of the planes he built. The Hall of Fame will officially honor Beck during the North Dakota Aviation Council's Upper Midwest Aviation Symposium in March. The Orlando Business Journal reports Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University has been awarded a $2 million grant from the FAA to help create an airport of the future at Daytona Beach International. The university says the objective is to create a national testing site for next-generation air transport system technologies that will lead to critical safety and security improvements and reduce congestion at the nation's airports. To accomplish that, Embry-Riddle, the FAA, and the airport are pooling resources and expertise to demonstrate how available and emerging technologies can be used for airport safety, security, and efficiency. So far, the project has garnered almost $4 million in private investment from the industry. The FBI has released new information it hopes will finally identify D.B. Cooper, the infamous hijacker. Monday, the FBI website included a press release about the new reignited Cooper case. It says new techniques such as DNA testing have re-energized the search, and the FBI is now asking the public's help. D.B. Cooper skyrocketed to folk hero status November 24, 1971, when he hijacked a plane, demanded $200,000 and four parachutes, then bailed out somewhere over southwest Washington state. He was never found, but some of the money was discovered along the Columbia River by an eight-year-old boy in 1980. Numerous people have claimed to know who the real D.B. Cooper is, but all those suggestions have been eliminated, some by analysis of DNA found on the black JCPenney tie that Cooper left behind on the airplane. It's also unlikely that Cooper is the man's real name. The Cooper case is the only unsolved airline hijacking case in the nation. The FBI is asking people to study new photographs and information to see if it triggers a memory, according to the press release. You can find more, including a link to the FBI's D.B. Cooper webpage at aero-news.net. And finally, Grandpappy Airlines is not a joke about the end of the age 60 rule. It's not a commentary on the demographics at your local pilot's lounge. Grandpappy Airlines is what they're calling one of the coolest kids' museum exhibits ever. The polka-dot-painted 1952 Aero Commander 560A is now on display at the Interactive Neighborhood for Kids in Gainesville, Georgia. The restored plane was unveiled on Monday. And don't call it a hangar queen. Kids can actually sit in the cockpit and fiddle with the controls to their heart's content. A group of local aviation enthusiasts refurbished the 55-year-old Piston Twins fuselage and left wing over the past several months. INK's executive director, Sherry Hooper, calls it, quote, one more great exhibit to all kids to role play in different areas and figure out what they want to be when they grow up, unquote. Hey kids, if you want to fly when you grow up, let me share a little secret with you. Lots of grown-ups fly so they can feel like kids again. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Ed Bolin, president of the National Business Aviation Association, about 2008's challenges and promises. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.